This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is it a rough spot that you're going through? Are you distraught? Just a little confused? Well, if I were you, and Jake and Amir will give you their spin. They've heard it before and they can help in a pinch. If I were you, I'd email him.
Damn, that was beautiful. Big ups to me for doing the vocals on that one. And who, Amir, you want to shout out the guitarist right there?
We actually know that singer-songwriter. We've used her work before.
It was a co-pro.
Does the name Audrey Scott ring a bell?
Yes. Oh, my God. Blast from the past. Austin's Audrey Scott. Is that right?
That's right. And her band, Sick C.
Sick C.
Is no longer a thing, she says. So you can mention the new band, Hex Boyfriend, which is Hex BF Band on Instagram.
I'm going to follow them right fucking now. That's a great, great name for a band.
Hex BF Band on Instagram. Do you like Hex Boyfriend instead of Ex Boyfriend?
Yeah, that's incredible. It's a great, great name. And full disclosure, folks, I didn't do the vocals. I feel like,
yeah,
I just feel weird robbing Audrey of that honor. It's more something I would do to a one-off theme song submitter, not a day one friend. And I actually humbly accept the turdy for this episode.
Wow.
Because I shouldn't have done that to Audrey. And I will take a posthumous golden mic for coming clean and for awarding myself the turdy for that act of service.
Sorry. You're giving yourself the turdy.
Yes.
Right? You're getting
And it
hot.
Kills me to do so. It kills me to do so, which is why I'm accepting a posthumous golden mic. It's the least I can do.
Posthumous as in like after your death or like after this episode?
After my death.
So for this episode, you get the turdy.
I died and went to heaven. Yeah.
And so
I got the turdy.
Does anybody get the golden mic?
I got the golden mic. A posthumous golden mic. I don't want to make this about me. It's about Hex Boyfriend and the act of bravery that I committed by accepting, by coming clean, really, by apologizing, by humbling myself before the pod.
Right.
Let's move on.
Namaste. Namaste. Let's move on. .org, indeed. Got a lot of emails letting us know that Wordle, after all of our hooting and hollering about how they're indie, they're cool, this guy's not in it for the cash, he's not American, sold to the New York Times yesterday.
Yeah.
So we timed that up quite interestingly,
That's correct. They jumped the carp. If I can be perfectly candid, I believe that Wordle has jumped the carp. I'm selling my Wordle stock. That's right. I'm out. I think the game is toxic. I think we...
That's actually a really good starting word.
That's right. I think they're gonna try to fucking monetize this thing. And it was beautiful and pure the way it was.
It was beautiful and pure. I don't begrudge Wardle for getting his bag. Totally. You have to secure the bag.
I agree. I think that Wardle saw the writing on the wall. He secured the bag, and I commend him for that. And for that reason, I am out. Wardle and I are both out. You know what I mean? He's handed over the reins.
He
sold.
And now you're also.
Yeah.
The question is it going to be part of this? Like, is there like a New York Times gaming app? I heard there was like other word games, and they're folding, getting into the fold or something.
The New York Times said they're not changing anything for now. Keyword being for now. They don't want there to be an uproar. Like, oh, hi, we just bought everyone's favorite game, and now you have to use the New York Times app to... And it might even be free. Like, they might... But I think they're going to bring it onto their platform. There's no way that they just let it continue to be powerlanguage.co.uk or whatever. It's going to be like, download the New York Times app, Wordle is free, and then everything else you click in the app, that's where they want you.
Do you have that gaming app, that New York Times gaming app? There's like a bunch of games that some of my friends play.
I don't. Jill has it. Jill loves it. I think I talked about this, but I subscribe to the Times. I get the papers on the weekends, but I don't support their online endeavors. I think it's trash, to be perfectly candid.
Wow, so you're down to pay for the journalism, but you don't want to pay for the game. You're not paying for the Wordle.
I don't like the New York Times online presence at all. I think they've...
Because they put things behind a paywall?
They put things behind a paywall. They've spoiled too many like television shows and events for me. I think that their email behavior is suspect. And I think I'm a Trump supporter when it comes to the New York Times.
You are a subscriber.
That being said, I do give them my cash and I support journalism and I like the Times, but I just don't like them being so online about it.
So do you continue your wordling while it's free or do you plant your flag now? I'm the first one out.
I'm going to keep it up because I'm going to taper it off. Because right now I'm on some family text threads with us sharing Wordle scores, and it's cute and it's light and I like it. It brings me closer to the family. But I will say that our Slack channel has gotten toxic. The Wordle Slack channel.
Let's not name names, but it's really interesting to hear that.
Yeah, it's you for sure. It's you.
Interesting.
And I actually
when I got my first two.
Right.
That opened my eyes to what Wordle could be and the people that I wanted to surround myself with. Let me finish.
Right. No, go ahead.
Following that up with another two put me on this sort of God complex that I couldn't shake for the better part of a week.
So, yeah. All right. I'm glad I let you finish because you said it yourself that it gave you a God complex. Here you are today at 11:26 a.m. That's 11:26 a.m. my time. So I guess 8:30 for you. I feel like you're doing this from bed.
I woke up feeling hot. Okay. Yes.
You said everyone should get to experience a two. I wrote back.
And I feel like that. I really do feel that way.
And then you said, that being said, it would have happened by now.
I had to justify it. Yeah.
If it were in you to get it. So much of this is caps. You said, I'll repeat and notate where the caps are. It would have all caps happened. It would all caps have happened uncapsed by now. If it were all caps in you, lowercase two, all caps get it. And then all caps does, the rest lowercase, that makes sense. And then you you added me.
Because you weren't going to respond to that. And then, I was sort of subtweeting you, and I wanted to let you know that that was about you specifically and not anybody else.
I respond, this channel was sweet and supportive once. You've made it a toxic place. You respond.
You use that word a lot, yeah.
Because there's no other way to describe what's happening. You say, later, Jake, leave. And then all caps, leave, Jake.
And I really felt that way that day. Like,
but before this, Marika, bless her heart, made a Wordle spreadsheet where she tracks everyone's score. So there's a winner week to week, which is not why I play this game. I don't think that's
I love that, the obviously. Spirit. I obviously love
you
that.
You do love
I love the spirit of that.
I don't like the spirit of that.
It's to quantify everybody's results week over week to see if there is, in fact, a winner and a loser, right. Which something I would want to do but wouldn't have the gumption to actually do. So I'm glad Marika took the reins and made that happen.
Because people share their scores in the Slack channel, but not necessarily.
And it's casual.
It's casual. So it's not necessarily sharing your score to be tallied up for the last several weeks and shown.
Oh, she backdated it.
She backdated it. Yeah. Your score for this week was a minus 13. Yours is a minus 9.
Did I win week two? I mean, yes, I won week two. Like, I'm not going to apologize for that. It wasn't even my math. Like, Marika told me that I won, and I was happy to have it that way. Did I follow that up with a week three victory? Yes, because Grayson took the last day off. Right. So it allowed me to come back. That was fun to have. It was nice to chart my progress and to win a trophy of sorts.
Yeah.
A golden Wordle, in a way. Right. So I was happy that Marika did that. Would you be as upset if you got the twos, if you got the weak wins? We'll never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do you continue to play the game and send it to the Slack, or are you putting your foot down?
I'm going to continue. I'm just going to loudly complain about it. And I do think at some point I'll taper off completely. I believe when Wordle moves to the New York, I can say with certainty.
Whoa.
When Wordle moves to the New York Times app, if they do so, I will not making that migration. I will not be downloading the New York Times app.
Even if it's free.
Especially if it's free.
Even if it costs money.
If it costs money, then I want in. Because that makes it exclusive.
And when I post my score, that means that I can afford $3.99 a month.
Yeah, because I'm rich. It's a badge of honor.
And they said he got over $1 million for it.
They said low six figures, which is...
I thought low seven figures.
Oh, sorry, yeah, low seven. No, low seven. So it's over $1 million. I don't think it's just one. I don't think he lets go of it for less than one after taxes. So I feel like he's getting 2.7. That's my guess.
Which is pretty insane considering it's not like a game he invented. Like, I guess this has been a game show on the Game Show Network called Lingo, where it's basically this game exactly. Mm. It's based on a board game that people have been playing for decades called Mastermind. Like, he just made it slightly different, and the Times were like, we'll give you $1 million for this version of it.
Yeah, but they're not paying him for the game. They're paying him for the users. There's millions of people using it every single day.
That's right.
Yeah. It doesn't.
I wonder if it would work as a 6-letter version. Like, we're going to run out of 5-letter words.
No, we're not.
You think 6 letters too much?
Yeah. And I don't think we're going to run out of 5-letter words.
All right. I think 6 sort of opens it up too. Because I've sort of conquered 5. So I'm wondering if there's like a...
Let me see. How many 5-letter words are there? There are more than 158,000 5-letter words. If Wordle is only once a day, I feel like, you know, even when you start getting in the 600 range, you can circle back. No one's ever going to be like, oh, wait, this was an answer 2 years ago. I can barely remember last week.
I'll never forget Noel.
Yeah, unless Noel.
Yeah. What about Sharp? It's a pretty solid opening one. Have you changed your strategy at all?
I did start doing like... very patriotic ones. I do proud and brave.
Just in case the Times sort of wants to reward that behavior. I did cucks and Trump.
I think together they sound overly patriotic, but individually you could imagine brave being one.
I tried eagle and golden eagle. Golden Eagle didn't work.
Yeah.
Yesterday was very funny. I can show you. You did today's, right?
Yes.
So My first guess was often, mm-hmm. O-F-T-E-N. And then I was just like filling in random sounds for the second one. And I accidentally hit enter and it like entered the word. I'm like, no, I didn't mean to send that. So my second guess was toper.
Oh my God.
The E was in the same place. I obviously didn't mean that.
Oh man, I hate when that happens. I hate like, that.
I didn't gain anything.
Wow.
Fortunately, I was still able to close in on those.
So that basically means it, like you should have been able to get it in too, because toper didn't give you any new letters. I guess it
all
different...
it told me was that the T, it started with a T.
Right.
Which was nice.
Right. Which is nice. And it shows you that your O had been in enough places that it needed to be. It's not going to end but in the O. Yeah.
But the E wasn't a helpful nudge. It wasn't a good clue. And I didn't mean to actually write. But
and you
that's
also
another
never
example of
toper. Like that's not
right.
Gonna be...
Toper is... Toper is an example of a word that they will allow you to guess, but would never be the wordle of the day.
Yeah.
And that's why I know you're not on Twitter, but I submitted my name to be a wordle writer. I think I really have my pulse on what would be good words and what would be bad words, you know?
Yeah, cucks is pretty fun.
Yeah, cucks is good. This is what I submitted to Wardle in case he was looking for writers. I wonder if he'll still... Like, he's sort of the mastermind behind it. Will he continue to be the guy that comes up with words? Or if
we don't know what that
like, we'll
deal
take
structure
it from here.
Is. Like, if it feels more like he would be like, yes, you can have this for $2 million and I'll walk away forever because I don't care.
Or he's like, no, you're ruining it. I would never do.
Right. Or is it like, all right, you're going to give me $2 million and I come and I'm going to work at the Times and I'll be a Wordle guy. I want a Wordle team.
That's cool.
Is he
has a
Times
briefcase.
Employee? Does Wordle work for the Times?
Like, does he come up with new games now? All right, this is my list of words that I think would be good Wordle words.
Okay.
Potentially good guessing words, too.
Yeah.
Time, T-H-Y-M-E.
You know what's funny? I tried time today on today's clue, which is those.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you got green, green, gray, green?
I believe I did. Let me look.
Three greens on the first guess?
No, it wasn't my first. It was not my first guess.
Jesus, could you imagine?
If it was, that would have been fucking so good. God damn. That's what happened.
Brave. Shoot. Yeah, time. There you go.
Yeah. I thought it was a good. Seven. I was like, oh, there's no way it's not time. Because those just seems like it's too easy.
Yeah, like when they did could last week. It's like right. Not even a word I think about.
Yeah, actually with like could and those, those are pretty lame words. I miss null. I miss crimp.
But I like that it's not just always a noun that's five letters.
Yeah, that's fair. So you're saying time would be a good one. And I proved your point by guessing it, thinking that that would be in line with Wordle.
Seven.
Not bad. Not great, not bad.
Zebra.
Better.
Graph.
Pass.
Comet, which I think we've talked about before. Would
yes,
be a good one.
I often guess comet.
Remit. Kind of get people a little upset. What is that word?
A little
it's still
tacky.
A four letter.
It's a little tacky. By the way, tacky
would be good. And lastly... Handy.
Nice. Handy is good. I like handy.
Sort of an homage to jumpy, but a little different. Anyway, Wardle, if you're listening, we love the opportunity.
And he is.
Actually, seven and eight would both be good ones. Numbers
that's why
is
I don't
five
think
letter words.
That's why I don't think that numbers are... That it's not clean. I don't like it. Sloppy.
It's not in the spirit of the game. No, you wouldn't understand.
You're always trying to bring math.
Because you've only been
shit.
Playing for...
You love fucking numbers.
Yeah. Marie also shared the number one. What about Quake?
Quake's not bad.
Yeah, we haven't had a Q1 in a while. Have we had a Q1 since
never seen a Q1 since I started playing.
I think we had Query once, but maybe that was before your time.
We would have been, yeah.
All right. Thanks for the Wordle catch up, everybody. Hope you guys are playing for now.
Mm-hmm. For now.
Before this entire thing is over.
Until it jumps the curb.
Canceled. Slash ruined for selling out. All right, let's take a break. Come back after these messages and answer some questions.
Damn right.
Oh, I should say this is a Fire Ryu, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us.
I'm Josh.
I'm Amir. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know if you guys know this, but life can be low-key stressful or anxious at times. I know, I was surprised too. I couldn't believe it, but I turned 40 and I'm like, you know what? Nothing is necessarily easy ever. And talking to a licensed therapist is actually the best way to navigate that. Because in high school, you learn like calculus, but then you don't really know what to do if you're sad. Like they'll teach you geometry, but like, how do I act if my stomach hurts all the time because I'm really nervous about something and I can't quite pinpoint it? Well, you can finally figure that stuff out. By talking to a licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is by using BetterHelp. You just sign on to their website, you fill out a questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And it's entirely online, so you don't have to drive anywhere, wait in a waiting room, be in the room with someone. If that makes you a little scared or tentative, you can do it entirely online. So it's very convenient, flexible, and yes, affordable. Now more than ever. So let therapy be your map towards happiness with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/ifireyou today to get 10% off your first month. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good deal for mental health. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifireyou. Support yourself while supporting the show, which is really supporting me. So I appreciate it. You'll appreciate it. Your friends and loved ones will appreciate it too. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifIwereyou. Thanks, BetterHelp. Thank you to the podcast See the Thing Is for sponsoring this episode, a podcast hosted by Grammy Award-winning R&B artist Bridget Kelly and media personality Mandy B. Every week, Bridget and Mandy offer grown, honest, and slightly toxic perspectives on all things music, pop culture, and of course, love/dating/relationships. So, if you have a hard time finding new music, or perhaps you're a millennial that misses life in the early 2000s, or you're interested in multiple perspectives on relationships and dating, check them out. See, The Thing is a podcast that allows space for a wide range of thoughts and emotions. They got awesome guests like Big Frida, Remy Ma, Chloe Bailey, and Neo, and more. So if you are in the market for a new podcast in your rotation, check them out. It's called See, The Thing Is. And we are back. Jake, do you have any? On to Lesser of the Five.
Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Yeah, I do actually. Visit your local tailor.
Tailor?
Mm-hmm.
Tinker Tailor. Okay. Mm-hmm. What, like to get clothes hemmed?
Whatever.
Sorry. Excuse me?
Pay a visit to a local merchant is what I'm saying.
No, you didn't. You said Taylor's visit your fine. Tailor.
Cobbler will do.
So you're saying...
Here's what I've been doing. Buying clothes on the cheap, secondhand, and then having them tailored to me rather than ordering clothes online. So
what kind of clothes are you buying secondhand and having tailored?
Jeans for one, a pair of denim jeans. I also went to a store in Brooklyn that like sells, it's almost like workwear. You know how workwear is kind of in right now, but I have skinny little legs. So basically a slim fit pant will look loose enough on me. But I went to this store where I bought a pair of Carhartt pants, and then I had them tapered at the local tailor.
Tapered meaning to make skinnier?
Yeah. Yeah. To make them a little skinnier, a little shorter, to fit my legs perfectly. It's not that expensive.
How much was it to tailor versus the price of the pant?
It was less to tailor. I think it was $17 to tailor the pants.
So you're saving money if the pant is cheaper than that.
Yeah, if I bought nice Carhartt pants on the Carhartt Work in Progress website, they're like $150. Instead, I bought them for $27 and tailored them for $17.
It's funny. Pants have changed styles since I bought a new pair. Like, I don't even know how to begin with pants now. Yeah. Everything is kind of baggy again, right?
That's right. So like your tight pants, I'm wearing kind of tight pants right now, and I feel self-conscious when I do. I feel they're out of fashion.
Yeah. But now like pants are like high-waisted and like almost like bell-bottomy. Like they can be tight to your knee and they have to like go out a little bit.
Right. And I'm not going to do that because that's too much. I look weird when I do that, but I'm at least going to, I think during the winter, it's a weird time to wear the tight jeans. In the summer, you can still pull off tight jeans because you're wearing a t-shirt. You're not wearing a ton of clothes. But I think that like tight pants with like a big puffy jacket and a hat and gloves, you look, I don't know, like Humpty Dumpty or something. It's
like top heavy.
Yeah, it's weird. So anyway, yeah, I would recommend especially if you're buying the baggier pants, because you still want them to fit your body, and not everything just fits your body automatically.
Yeah. I haven't been to a dry cleaner in so long. I can't remember the last time like I wore nice clothes and had to dry clean them.
Yeah. Yeah. I have not been to a dry cleaner in a long time either. But the tailor's different. They just make your clothes fit better.
When was the last time you put on a tie? Last time you wore a suit?
For New Year's, I wore a suit, but no tie. And then...
Has it been years pre-pandemic since the last time you had to put on a tie?
I think for the NADPOD finale, which we streamed in like May of 2020, we all got dressed up, and I believe I wore a tuxedo.
But I can't remember.
Well, I can't remember if it was a tuxedo or like a suit, but either way, I tied a bow tie.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, 2.5 years ago. Yeah. 1.5 years ago.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
It's been a while. I wonder if that'll have any implications in the world of fashion / how we feel sociologically putting on nice clothes again when we have to.
I think I always liked dressing up when you got to. It's like it was like a rare treat, but now it's even more of a rare treat. But people are like having weddings again, and you know, you have to go to funerals. So there'll be an opportunity to wear a suit soon, whether it's a happy or a sad one, you'll be in one.
Yeah. Thankfully, we're having a lot more funerals now, so we get to like dress up, wear like nice suits and stuff like that.
If you miss tying a tie, you'll tie one sad.
Here's a question we got, which probably rings very true for you. Hmm. I can't eat in front of dates.
Yes, quite true.
This is from, let's say, famous restaurateur Wolfgang Puck.
Nice.
I have a problem Jake will be able to relate to, writes Wolfgang. Mm-hmm. I cannot eat in front of dates or new people in general. Mm-hmm. This goes a little further than Jake's thing because I get physically sick with just food / the smell of food in front of me. Mm. Any help would be greatly appreciated. What are some ways to avoid food dates? P.S. Do you think Matt Damon ever gets a 2 in Wordle and doesn't share it in the group chat?
Mm. Wow. I don't think he plays Wordle. That's
really cool.
Yeah, I don't think he's... I think he tried it once and he was like, oh, this is interesting. Huh. All right, yeah. I got it in 3. Okay, what else?
That's really cool. Yeah. You see, Damon is actually getting flack for seemingly the first time in his career for doing crypto.com commercials. Everyone's hating on him for doing those.
Yeah, he gets flack kind of a lot, though, actually. He puts his foot in his mouth a decent amount. The Matt Damon that we talk about on our podcast is different from the... I think it's a different one from the one that actually exists.
He's a dad now, so he can be slightly embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, it was easy for me for years to avoid food dates. So I think it's no problem. You just, if a food date is suggested, you suggest something else. Often just start your dates later. If someone is like, should we meet somewhere at 7? You say, I can't, let's meet at like 8:30 or 9. And then you'll arrive having had. If you just plan your dates to start later, then dinner, it doesn't even become part of the equation.
Yeah, so, it's more of a drinks situation.
Yeah, the not being able to eat because it makes you physically ill in front of people seems like a different issue. Maybe you could consult your trusted doctor.
Yeah, because how do you eat?
Yeah,
or do you only have meal replacement shakes?
Mm-hmm, right? Do you or like are you not? You're like okay eating alone, and eating in front of people makes you so nervous that it makes you nauseous.
Yeah, is this a psychological problem? Something you can solve in therapy, or something you have to get through with a nutritionist?
I think part of the thing that made me nervous about eating in front of people was that I'm a very wolfish eater. I'll eat fast and a lot, and I like to put a lot of food in my mouth because I like the way it feels. So,
so you almost can't eat slow,
yeah,
politely, and with small bites, mouth closed. Often like taking your time.
Yeah, it's very hard for me to do. It's very hard for me to do. And I think to do it, it takes such a level of deep concentration that it made me feel like I was off on the dates because I'm like, I'm thinking too much about eating. So another thing that you could do is basically eat a half meal before you go out. So when this is just if you have the same issue that I do, but you eat a half meal, so that way you're just not that hungry when the food comes out. You can eat only a portion of it. You can eat it very slowly, and it's, you know, that's nice.
Did your family all grow up like wolfish eaters, or everyone's a very polite eater, and then there was you, and they just couldn't get through to you?
Everyone's normal but me. Even Micah's pretty normal. I'm the only one that eats fast and a lot. I think maybe it was because I was such a picky eater when I was young. I'm trying to like make up for lost time now.
Try to like shove food into your mouth because there's not a lot of it that you like.
Yeah. And I used to like, I would like jokingly blame it on the fact that there were a lot of kids in my family and we all had to like, you know, fight for the food at the table. But the truth is I never ever ate what everyone else was eating. I always had my own food and I was so picky. So
you had your own trough of penne with butter.
Right. My mom made pasta. I would have butter noodles on the side.
You couldn't even have this red sauce.
That's right. Yeah. I didn't like sauce. I used to like have, my mom would make pizza and I'd peel off the cheese and wipe off all the sauce with a napkin and then put the cheese back.
And I used to make sure that she watched me. Oh, mother, you failed yet again.
It saucy. Tisk, tisk, mommy.
I requested a white pie, mommy. Wiping it on your shirt. Uh-oh.
Looks like SpaghettiOs. I'm gonna have to do the laundry again, mommy.
And don't use bleach, mother. You know my skin gets irritated.
So smart for an 8-year-old.
Jesus, how do you know so much about home ec?
Devious.
Here's another question about food.
Okay.
24-year-old from Utah.
Cool.
Mormon Joe Mormon Tana writes, my birthday is tomorrow. I'm turning 24 and I'm throwing a crawfish broil tonight with all my buddies. The problem is no one is wanting to pitch in and help me with the costs. I mean, give me a fucking break. It's my goddamn birthday and I'm having to pay for everything. Should I throw pussy fit and send out a Venmo request from these fuckers, or should I just swallow the costs and have some fun with the boys for my birthday? Also, fuck you, Amir. I just figured out all your prank wars were staged. Anyways, much love. Do you like crawfish broil?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Now you do. Mm-hmm. But growing up,
I think actually for some reason when I was like 10, 11 or 12, I did find out that I liked shrimp. So I ate it a lot. Yeah.
You could have that. But I would like, have like crawfish
shrimp cocktail.
That's like, oh wow. That's like, that's a pretty intense process. Don't you have to like break these like fish and suck the meat up?
Yeah. There's some shell cracking, I believe.
Yeah, I'm not into that at all. I don't know if it's because I grew up without eating that stuff, but that stuff kind of grosses me out now.
Right. I mean, in your culture, crawfish, they're looked at as bottom feeders. You think they're unsavory.
I didn't grow up eating lobster and shrimp and all that stuff. And like the crawfish is just like, they like just dump it out on the table, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends. I think that's what a crawfish broil is. Let me look at the picture real quick.
The core part looks good.
I'm seeing crawfish boil, not necessarily broil.
Oh, really? He was writing broil. What is a broil versus a boil?
Well, a boil is cooked in a pot. A broil would be cooked, I guess, a broiling is when the oven is putting the heat down from the top. So it seems kind of crazy that you'd be broiling the crawfish.
Yeah. Crawfish. So it is a crawfish boil. That's the one with like the red fish and corn is in there and random potatoes.
Yeah, and lots of seasoning. Oh, hell yeah.
I could get into the potatoes and the corn. I don't necessarily care for these giant mollusks.
Right. They certainly look like cicada bugs. So you have to just kind of like steel your mind to not think of them as insects of the sea, but they are tasty, so I'm able to do it. There's always some moment like the crab ones. That's where like we have to like rip off the shell from the top, like
hammer it. Yeah. Don't you have to hammer it?
Yeah, that always starts to feel a little nasty, but I like the way it tastes. So it's.
Yeah, if somebody can debone it, that would be great for me.
Right, if you just had like a plate of crab meat that had been like picked, then you'd be happy. You don't mind the way it tastes.
And can I just do the corn? Yeah. I really just want the corn at this point.
Don't bleach my shirt, please, mother.
Can you invite people to a birthday dinner and expect them to pay?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, he's turning 24?
Yeah.
I think people just get more mature as they age. It's like, now if I'm going to someone's birthday dinner, you would be like, oh, you don't pay, it's your birthday. But it's hard to teach a group of 24-year-olds manners. I don't think that it's unreasonable of you to ask. I don't think it's unreasonable of you to throw out a Venmo request. But I think that there's a very real chance that everybody's going to be a little dickling about it. And you're just going to have to wait till your 26th, 27th birthday for your friends to be cool.
Unless you stipulate beforehand, hey guys, I'm having a crawfish boil for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And it'll be $38 a person, are you in?
Yeah. I think anybody being like, fuck you, you can't Venmo.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Request me, and then you just like send a photo of the receipt. It's like, okay, so this was all on me. I just fed you guys. I spent $200 on shrimp.
Yeah.
It would be basically, you're so firmly in the right that it'd be crazy if they denied you. That said, they might. So 24-year-old guys can be like that.
Yeah. But the positive is that you're still 24 and that's cool. So like, you have to pay for crawfish, but also you have six more years of your 20s. So like, take the good with the bad.
What you can do is, as your friend's birthdays come up, you take them out. You say, hey, like, it's an easier position to convince all your friends, like, hey, it's Johnny's birthday, we should all chip in for a nice dinner. And then that way, on your 25th birthday, it's been a year of everyone chipping in and it comes back to you. So you might not be able to kick off the theme with your own birthday, but you kick it off with the next guy's birthday. And then by next
But that's year, hard because it's like, they didn't pay for mine and now I got to break the cycle by paying for theirs.
That's not that hard. It's just the first, it's the cycle. It doesn't start with you. It ends with you. So it's not the cycle. It's like, no one got their 24th birthday paid for. We started at 25.
Have you been to Red Lobster?
Yes.
Is it good?
I thought it was very, very good when I was 12 and I haven't been back since.
Yeah. Mass chain restaurant Lobster.
My brother said that he went relatively recently, like within the last few years, and he said it was very good. I remember that, like, their bread is kind of special.
Yeah, the cheddar bay biscuits.
I'm sure it's not as bad as people like joke about it being, but it's probably not that good. Like it's in line with Applebee's or TGI Fridays or Chili's, I'd imagine. I used to think that Chili's was the best restaurant in the world. And I've been to Chili's since, and it's not.
Yeah. Now I know Applebee's is the best, then TGI Fridays, and Chili's is third.
Yeah.
So
nothing's better than Friendly's.
You grow up, your taste palate gets refined.
Now I had dinner
at a Chili's too, because I have high class. All right, let's take a break. Thank some more sponsors. Answer some more questions after these words.
Yeah.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show. How'd you like to have the best night's sleep of your life? Nothing more important than good sleep. And if you're on a really old mattress, it might be time to upgrade. And there's no better time because Helix is one of the best mattresses in the world. And they're offering our listeners a coupon code so you can get a great mattress for an affordable price, ASAP. They have 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection and Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers. So all you got to do is go there, you fill out a quick quiz, and you basically say, this is how I sleep, this is what I'd prefer, and they match you and your sleep preferences with a perfect mattress that's designed just for the way you are. And there's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. There's more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support and stomach for back and sleeping positions. Basically, they have everything you need, regardless of how you sleep. And the best way to do it is to go to helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou for 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So again, that's helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou, and they're offering 20% off their mattress orders. And then they'll also throw in 2 free pillows. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. So if your mattress is very old, dusty, and it's starting to cave in on itself, and you're waking up and you don't feel very restored, or your back hurts or your side hurts, upgrade your shit with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Thank you, Helix. Thank you to Athletic Greens for sponsoring this episode of our program. I gave AG1 a try because I wanted to feel better, healthier, faster, stronger, and I didn't like taking pills and doing all that stuff. So AG1 is perfect for me because it's just this powder that you add to water. You could take it first thing in the morning, before or after a workout. It tastes good. And in addition to it tasting good, it's giving you all these things you need, like 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that do give you a major benefit, like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and yes, even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. People have been complimenting my nails left and right since I started taking AG1, and now I know why. It's probably because of the adaptogens, but even if it didn't make me feel so good, honestly, it just tastes good. So it's, you're getting it in the mouth, and then you're getting it throughout the rest of your body too. So it's a real win-win. And if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D. That's important too, because everybody's always low on vitamin D. I don't understand how that works. You get blood results and it's always, yeah, you're low on vitamin D, but everyone's low on vitamin D. Okay, so why don't you just expand the range of what's normal for vitamin D? If everybody's low on vitamin D, isn't that the new average? Anyway, you also get 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So just go to athleticgreens.com/ifiwereyou. That's athleticgreens.com/ifiwereyou to check them out. Treat your body right. And add a fun, delicious thing to your daily routine. That's Athletic Greens. Thank you, athleticgreens.com/ifiwereyou. And we are back. Mm. Jake, we got one last question.
Let's do it.
This one is about pets and sex.
Very cool. Very cool.
So we'll call this person, who's a 23-year-old going to school in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Kevin Pitsnoggle.
Cool. I remember Pitsnoggle.
That's right. Kevin Pitsnoggle, an old West Virginian basketball player, I think.
Yeah.
I'm a 23-year-old going to school in West Virginia. Mm. Have you ever been to West Virginia? It's one of the few states I don't think I've ever been to.
I have been to. I've been there. Road trips. I've never specifically tried to go to West Virginia, but I've been there multiple times.
West Virginia is where he's from, and I've been with my girlfriend for about 1.5 years now and recently got a cat, and one day my girlfriend tried to initiate sex while the kitten was still in the room. I said I was uncomfortable and didn't want to have sex. Fast forward a few months, and a few more times of me not wanting to fuck while this animal was in the room. The cat situation was recently brought up in an argument as ammo against me. I guess my question is, do you guys have sex in front of pets? And on a scale of 1 to fun, how bad is it that my girlfriend uses a time when I didn't consent to having sex against me? She said no to sex, and I never bring that up in an argument, let alone use it as leverage. Thanks for your help. P.S. Jake was one of the few people to ever pronounce my name right on the first try during a miniature painting stream.
Wow.
And that's Golden Mike worthy.
Well, wow. I already got the posthumous Golden Mike today, but I'll shower them on myself. Yeah, I'll take one IRL as well. Thank you. Humble cheese.
That didn't even happen on Earth. Yeah.
Well, tough.
Yeah. Used. It seems like there's a lot of baggage in this email. Mm-hmm. Like, she used it against me. I never used this against her. Can I use it against her? I like the idea of ammo. She waited a year and brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that just means that it didn't sit well. And I think that that's not necessarily the idea that resentment comes from a place of hurt and shame. So you have to think about it like whether she's right or wrong. That probably was a blow to her ego that made her feel bad. And she's bringing it up now as ammo, and that makes you mad. But if you go to the root of it, it's pain, sadness, hurt. So that should at least allow you to be a little more compassionate. I'm not saying that she is right to bring it up. I'm just telling you where it's coming from. Part number two, I think you can have sex in front of a cat. Or get the cat out of the room. There had to have been some other reason that you didn't want to have sex, I think. The cat doesn't need to be in the room, unless you live in a studio, in which case you have to have sex in front of the cat.
Have you been frisky / amorous in front of a pet before? Did it bother you? Did it matter?
Yes. I've had sex with like a dog fucking trying to kill me because they thought that...
I had sex with a dog. Cut that part out. Let's actually clip it out, frankly. Grayson, if you're listening, let's do it from...
Grayson, do not
I
do
had
this.
Sex with a dog.
Yeah.
And then backwards honestly, 45 the way, seconds.
If you want to get me completely out of context, you can say I had sex with a dog trying to kill me. It still work. I'm saying I had sex with a woman while her dog was kind of running amok, being like, you're hurting my owner, which I was not doing. It was normal. So
I resent the dog's accusation, actually. And so did she.
Yeah. I'm saying like, I don't know. Yeah. I think that you can have sex in front of the animal. Have you not ever had sex in front of an animal?
I'm sure I have. It's funny because our dog, for whatever reason, like senses when frisky behavior is afoot and leaves the room, and he never leaves us alone.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how we trained Luke to feel the quiet shame of needing privacy.
He's but polite. It's just polite.
It's weird. Like he doesn't ever leave us alone. And it's like, oh, something is happening.
Right.
I'm out. And then as soon as it ends, as soon as it's over, runs right back in. He senses this.
He knows
shit.
When you climax. He runs back into
He knows when
you
you're awake. He's like Santa Claus in that regard.
I feel like you can kind of make a pet by pet call on this. Because like if a... I feel like if the pet is engaged, like watching, then it's a little weird. But if the pet is like indifferent, it's fine.
And yeah. It's just, there's different levels of pet in the room. Is it like a cat in the corner staring at a wall? Or is it like a dog who's like trying to get in on the action, like humping your leg while humping is happening?
Yeah. And that's, you know, also remember you're in charge. Like, I guess the question is really about like, was she right to bring this up? But in a way, I don't think it was right to bring this up in a different argument to be like, you know, throwing things in your face. That's never a healthy way to argue. So you wait till things cool down and you just talk about how you guys are going to have arguments and say that you want them to be about the thing that's happening now, and to not bring up old stuff, which is fair. And that all that said, you're the boss and your pets, if they're watching you have sex, have to leave the room. You're in charge. Your behavior shouldn't change for them.
You're the alpha.
You're the man, whatever your name is, which I pronounced correctly the first time.
Yeah. And as you tell your girlfriend that, she's stroking the cat. Anything you can say in front of me, you can say in front of Toonses. Isn't that right, you sweet little
Toonses.
Girl?
Oh, I hate that.
Would you rather have sex in front of a cat or a dog?
Cat, for sure.
Yeah, cats are more passive. They seem like they don't give a shit about that kind of stuff.
They're just like, I think there's something very human about a dog's eyes.
As they stare at you longingly. Mm-hmm. They want to join in on the action. No. They want to play too.
Grayson, you can cut that out.
And keep it in, actually. Actually.
I mean, clip it so we can share it. Okay, wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we can get kicked off of TikTok. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks so much for listening, everybody. And thanks for watching.
Yeah.
We're still doing these as video episodes. Shout out to John Grimm for editing and Grayson for making the social media assets for those.
Tell you what, it's worth watching on YouTube just for us dancing in the beginning, because we have to listen to the theme song on video and there's nothing else for us to do except to dance together.
That's right. So it starts with a dancing fit and it ends with a little bit of dancing too. Thanks to Audrey Scott for that theme song at the top and bottom of this episode. Thanks to you guys for writing in. The email address, if you want to also send us an email, a question, a theme song, is ifiwereyoushow at gmail.com.
Correct.
And there's more videos of us on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. We're watching old episodes. We're posting some Jake and Amir's before they go on YouTube. There's a lot of fun to be had. And now's the time to sign up because it's the beginning of the month.
Yes, that's right. It's beginning of the month. And we've been doing this for several years. So
yeah,
if you haven't done it
yet,
a lot
of content.
There's a long backlog, a very long backlog for you.
All right, sweet. We will, of course, be back next week. And one more time, here is Audrey Scott of Hex Boyfriend.
Great new name. Thanks, Audrey.
Let's listen to this whole thing. And 3, 2, 1.
Is it a rough spot that you're going through? Are you distraught? Just a little confused? Well, if I were you, and Jake and Amir will give you their spin. They've heard it before and they can help in a pinch. If I were you, I'd email him.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.